John Day with State Representative Phil Richardson. Phil, you're, of course, chair of the House Ag Committee, but you've been busy as far as some other duties there at the Capitol. And one of them, you've been appointed as the co-chair of a special water committee by the legislature. Tell me about this joint committee, what you think is going to happen over the next few weeks as y'all start meeting.
Okay, we start meeting this next coming week, and what we're really looking to do is the Water Resources Board has completed a five-year study on the nuts and bolts of the water in Oklahoma, where it falls, where it is, and what we're trying to do is really put looking at this state water plan and how do we adopt it for Oklahoma, kind of laying the foundation of maybe where we go in the next 50 years with water.
So, you know, do you anticipate at some point maybe the legislature looking at the plan or maybe look at recommendations from you folks and maybe, you know, actually voting on some stuff then?
Yes, I do. That hopefully we'll get maybe we'll get something legislation this coming year as a result of the committee's efforts. We're probably going to have about 8 meetings or so and review the plan. I think we're going to be very familiar with this plan whenever we get through, and hopefully it'll lead to something that we don't kick the can on down the road much further. This last year is a good example of what water, how important it is, and it kind of brought home whenever you don't get any.
I guess that'd be my other question would be, you know, what in your mind, what are the priorities? In other words, how do we best utilize this resource in the locations that we have it in the state?
And, you know, probably the most, one of the things that's really glaring in this plan, if we're getting ready to deal with infrastructure problems that they estimate will cost the state close to $2 billion a year for the next 50 years to address the infrastructure of distribution of the water and just how we take care of the citizens during that period of time. And $2 billion, when you take, we got a $6 billion state budget, that's a very significant figure. That isn't required all at once, but distributed over 50 years is the estimated cost of, we look at it and we have lots of water in places and you know, especially in eastern Oklahoma, we'll see that there's a lot of infrastructure problems in the distribution of the water in eastern Oklahoma, even.
And I know, obviously, you know, there's always talk that for central Oklahoma, we need to move some of that eastern Oklahoma water back toward the Oklahoma City metro area, for example, and lots of concern about how you get that done.
And of course, that's this is where a lot of the political aspects of this comes in. Not only how do we determine how much water is available to be moved, is it even possible? Because when I talked about doing $2 billion a year, just when we start moving water, that's going to be extremely, extremely costly, and that may not be the approach that we need to take. We may be looking at building a lot more infrastructure, maybe in the central Oklahoma area. I came, it's kind of ironic, about 4 years ago, just about this time, in Caddo County, which is part of my district, we had a hurricane form that dumped 15 inches of rain and wiped out some flood control dams and some things like this, and there was a tremendous amount of water that went, just left us, and maybe we need to be looking at some infrastructure in western Oklahoma that will help us do this. Of course, this all takes money, and that's part of the deal. How do we find that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, for agriculture, we got to have water. You know, do you see the state continue to make agriculture a priority for water utilization?
Well, I certainly hope so. At this symposium we are here today, we talked about one of the speakers. We're looking at, during this same 50-year period, we almost have to double food production in this country. And water, it's not going to happen without water. And so to keep our agriculture alive and viable, we're going to have a tremendous amount of water just to keep for the agricultural purposes, because of the, I think, 15 million acre feet of water supposedly falls in Oklahoma in a year's time. And agriculture is by far the largest user of water in the state, keeping this industry going and feeding us.